Our second guest is John Zimmerman, who knows how lucky he is to go to work every day at an airport. Now, I live in an airport, so I am totally into that. He is vice president of Sporty's Pilot Shop Catalog Division, and he gets to hang around airplanes all the time. Not to mention this amazing warehouse where the last time I was there, they were using Segways to get around. Can you believe that? My kids thought it was the coolest thing in the world. They thought maybe that was what they wanted to grow up and do, was to go into that warehouse.
I've never been there. I'll bet that would be a cool place to stop and visit.
You should come visit us, because Segways, actually, years ago, we sold them, believe it or not. And I got to go up and with a group of us and get trained by Dean Kamen up there when they still owned them. And so we started using them in our warehouse because we sold them. And after about 2 weeks, we realized it was more than a novelty, that our floor supervisors loved them, because you could be from one end of the warehouse to the other in 30 seconds instead of 15 minutes of walking. So we use them all over the place. We've got five or six zipping around the warehouse.
Well, that's the kind of innovation that you guys are absolutely famous for. And another thing that you did was you brought back Airfax magazine. You brought it back as a digital magazine, and you have the most interesting things on there, and really interesting contributions from, it feels like, a vast gamut of aviators.
Yeah, it's been really rewarding to work on Airfax. For those who don't know the history, and I certainly didn't originally, it goes back to the 1930s.
Yeah.
Richard Collins' father, Leighton Collins, himself a very accomplished pilot and writer, started it really to promote this concept of personal air travel, the idea that you could get in a small single-engine airplane and fly yourself for transportation, which was completely, I mean, if that turns heads at cocktail parties in 2016, what do you think it did in 1939?
Yeah.
And so he, you know, great run as a magazine. And then Dick Collins about 5 years ago said, what do you think about bringing it back online? And I said, well, I think that's crazy. He said, good, let's do it. So, the rest is kind of history.
The best ideas.
And it started out with Dick writing as our expert, and who's more of an expert than Dick Collins? But really going back decades and decades with Airfax, the print magazine had always had a presence with just readers sharing their own stories and opinions. And I said, boy, Dick, do you really think, you know, I think we're going to get enough contributions? He said, oh, it'll work out. It always worked out in the past. And it did. We've had, I think, 140 different pilots share stories now. Some of them have written 7-8 stories over the years. Some of it is, I was there. Some of it is, I can't believe I did that. Some of it is opinion. Some of it is encouragement. But it's become a really fun and thoughtful and respectful community. It's the only site, and I'm biased, but it's the only site where you can actually read the comments.
Yeah.
if you've ever read comments on some websites or YouTube or anything,
I can tell. It's okay.
So it's really developed its sort of own culture. We like to say we have rangers. We have 30 or 40 of our regular readers who are there every day, sort of policing and jumping on people when they don't sort of stay in line with their good manners. So it's become a really fun thing to do. And I get to work with Dick Collins every day. So there are certainly worse things in life than that.
Yeah, well, I agree. And the magic of Dick Collins, who has been a force in aviation for how long now? How many decades?
Six.
Yeah, thank you. At least six, going on seven.
Mm-hmm.
Still there, still active every day, and still contributing his magic to this crowdsourced, you know. He was crowdsourcing in the 1940s, you know?
And you get to be edited by Dick Collins these days. That's what just makes it for some of these people. One person wrote in, and it was a story that sort of related tangentially to the Concorde, and he had been a passenger once, and he was comparing something about the aerodynamics. Doesn't matter. But and Dick said, hey, that's really great. The couple times I flew the Concorde across the Atlantic, here's what I remember. There's like five people on Earth who could drop that line in casual conversation. And but he's just got such a tremendous memory and attention to detail. I used to think he was joking with me. I'd say, you know, well, what about that short body Mooney with the Porsche engine in it? You know, how was that? Oh, it was great. You know, he liked to run a little bit over square, but it burned about 17 gallons an hour. And you think, no, this guy's pulling my leg.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go back and look it up and you say, oh, my gosh. Guy, so he just is an encyclopedia of aviation. It's a real treasure.
Wow, that is really an impressive thing when you think that people who haven't been involved in aviation like we are can go back and read some of those stories from people that were there before it was even cooler than it is now. I mean, we take a lot of people look at aviation and go, well, yeah, you've got all those cool electronics in the cockpit. I go, yeah, but it's actually fun just to fly.
That's
it's
exactly
not just about
right.
the electronics.
I have an airplane that has only got an electronic information system for the health of the engine. Mm-hmm. I have a radio. I have a transponder. But other than that, that airplane, you look outside. There's nothing else to look at.
Well, and it's about the people. I mean, how many times do you hear Paul Pobrezny or Tom Pobrezny talk about the people, right? You come for the airplanes, you stay for the people. That's certainly what we've seen at Airfax. What keeps aviation going as a whole, what keeps Airfax going, what keeps, I think, all of us going in aviation is the people. And it's a community of people who are passionate about the same thing, and that's what makes it special. It sounds cliche, but it's so true. Anybody who's been to Oshkosh and spent a couple days here knows that you can sit out on a bench out there and in 2 minutes have a best friend from the other side of the world.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. So I got to ask the question, what's been lighting up the switchboards at Airfax? Because there's an awful lot that people can comment on in the last 3 weeks in aviation.
There's sort of the short-term news trends, things like third-class medical and non-certified avionics going in certified airplanes and all those kind of things that are certainly very top of mind. There's always the conversation about sort of the next generation of pilots and what does GA look like 10 years down the road. One of the things we focus on a lot with Airfax is technique and how to do it. And certainly the raging debate that I don't suspect will ever be settled, but has to do with this sort of technology and airmanship. And, you know, it gets reduced, I think, sometimes to stick and rudder versus glass cockpits, which is such a false choice. But there certainly is a thoughtful debate there that we've had a number of contributions on both sides of it. Just had a very thoughtful article up last week on it. And I think that's sort of a conversation we've all been having for years, and I suspect we will as we transition out of, you know, you look at something like Garmin's G5, their little slide-in attitude indicator they're showing here at the show. You know, for less than $2,500, tell me why that's not better than a vacuum pump and an iron gyro. So it's an advancement for safety, but it brings with it a whole set of other questions about technology and how you use the technology to serve you and not vice versa. You know, it's a double-edged sword, and I think that's perpetually one of our hottest debates and discussions because I think there's strong arguments on both sides. You know,
It's a balance. What I watch for in my students and in particular the people who have just introduced technology into their analog cockpit, I watch, are they distracted? Because I can assure you they are all working way harder than they thought they were going to work in the beginning because they haven't figured out how to integrate the technology and make it make flying easier yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're learning. There's all this buzz in Silicon Valley about, you know, artificial intelligence, right, and AI and this man and machine interface and all that kind of stuff, which I think we've been having that conversation for 20 years in general aviation.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
And I think what we've determined is what they know, which is humans by themselves, okay. Technology by itself, okay. The two when they work together is clearly better than either by themselves, but it has to work together in the right way. You have
sure,
to
you,
cruise
you,
it as a tool.
You solve one problem, you create another one inadvertently.
And a lot of what we're doing is we're putting hardware and software from different companies and we're marrying it in ways that the companies themselves never really thought of yet. And then we're sitting in the cockpit going, so wait a second, so the logic on this one is this, to push the buttons to get it to do it.
Right.
And the logic on this one is this, to push the buttons, get to do it.
I think it comes back to type-specific training. You know, 30 years ago, you could get a 172 checkout and off you go. And I think these days it's all about type-specific training. What's the engine? What are the avionics? What's the specific type of airplane you're flying? Single-engine land, means an awful lot. That's a broad spectrum. So,
well, you know, you also have a huge flight school there at Batavia.
Yes.
You know, we were just touching on that a little bit last night, in addition to AirFax. And, of course, I don't want to forget to mention Takeoff. Well, here, let's do that first. Let's talk about Takeoff.
Yeah, Takeoff is a new app we launched at Sun and Fun this year. And instead of being sort of a goal-oriented program where you train and you get a license or a rating, it's a sport of a daily app for your aviation life. It's a way to make aviation part of your daily routine. Video tips and articles and things to sort of stimulate the brain and keep you in the game every day, anytime you have 5 minutes in your smartphone.
Wow. Where do people get that app?
Sporties.com/takeoff. You can download it for free and dive into it and get using it. And you'll hear great things like Mr. Rob Mark here in his Airplane Geeks podcast in there.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Where can people find you on the field here at Air Venture?
We are in a big tent, 264, which is right out in front of Hangar Bravo.
Right out in front of Hangar Bravo. And I know they have all kinds of good things in that big tent.
Absolutely.
John Zimmerman, thank you so much for taking the time to come here and speak with us on EAA Radio, which is 96.5 FM and 1210 AM.